This morning I want to begin sharing with you a series of sermons on what it means to be a member of the body of Christ, what it means to be a member of the church, and specifically, what does it mean to be a member of a church like Christ's church? First of all, let me say that we're grateful for those who attend. We're grateful that you're here. I know there's a lot of different ideas out there in the minds of people about what church membership means and whether one should even be a member of a church, but we believe that in the book of Acts, when the early church began, they preached the gospel, and those who responded to the gospel and trusted in Jesus was baptized and then added to the church. There's a place for a local church in the life of every believer. God intends for every believer to be a part of his body, the church. And so what I want to do over these next few Sundays is just talk about that and talk about it from the standpoint that we come to be a part of the body of Christ. God makes some promises to us. We make some promises to him, to God, to the church, and to one another. As believers and as church members, we are all about invitations. This morning, you've already seen an example of that as we heard this musical group that's going to be coming in June to sing a concert in our church, and we've already talked about, let's fill this place up, and that being implied, we want everyone to go out and invite all their friends and neighbors and everybody that you can think of to come and be a part of that very special time. We're all about invitations. We are constantly giving invitations. I'm constantly encouraging you to invite others to attend Bible study and to worship with us. And we are all about inviting people to come to the point in their life where they're willing to call upon the Lord for salvation. We are always issuing that invitation to anyone who has not placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. We want to invite believers with no church home, those who don't have a church, to join us and come here and be a part of us. We are also really, in essence, inviting you to come become a part of our church family. Why is this important? Well, it's important because as a church member, you are allowed to do some things within the body that an attender can't do. As a church member, you can teach, be a part in teaching children and teaching adults the Bible and that kind of thing. As a member, you can be a leader in the church and leading in different areas of ministry in the church. Being a church member, you have the opportunity to disciple others and to help them come to know Jesus in a more deeper way. You have the opportunity as a member to help the body as a whole to make decisions regarding the church's ministry and future, and just have the opportunity to fully take part in those times when we meet and discuss those kinds of things and vote on different issues in the church. So today, let me say, if you are an attender here with us, we are thrilled that you are here. We want you to come back. We want you to be a part of our worship services. We want you to be a part of the Bible studies that we offer during the week and on Sundays. We want you to be a part of our fellowship. Our intention is to treat you as if you're one of us. I hope that you sense that this morning. But we also say that you are invited to take the next step and to join us as a member of our family. If you are a member, thank you. Thanks for taking that next step and becoming a part of our fellowship. And we look forward as we have the opportunity to serve together. The decision to become a part of Christ Church involves making a commitment. I know that that's a hard word for some of us. We tend to back off of commitments. Probably if we did an interview of most people this morning, they would say, you know, I need to have less commitments in my life, not more. But it involves a commitment. It involves a promise to God, a promise to the church, and the church as well makes a promise to each one of us. So I'm coming this morning with this underlying invitation to each one of you, is to invite you, if you're not a member of our church, to consider becoming a member of our church. And then as over these next few Sundays, we're going to be sharing about what that means. And we're going to be sharing about a series of promises that we make to each other and to God that is involved in becoming a member of the church. The scripture that we just read a few moments ago in our scripture reading serves as verses that should guide our thoughts and attitudes as we consider the promises that are involved in church membership. The Bible is full of God making promises, and in return, us making promises to God. For example, Joshua 24:25 tells us that on that day, Joshua, and the Old Testament word for promise is covenant. He made a covenant or a promise or a commitment, and the people joined in that promise, that covenant, and established a statute or ordinance for them to live by. In 2 Kings 11:4 and verse 17, it says that Jehoiada, in the seventh year, sent for the commanders of the hundreds and the Karites and the guards, and he had them come in to the Lord's temple where he made a promise or a covenant with one another and with the people. The Jewish people were all about making promises. And then in 2 Chronicles 5:12, it says that then they entered into a promise, a covenant, a commitment to seek the Lord God of their ancestors with all their heart and all their soul. So God is a promise-making God, and he's a promise-keeping God. God made promises to Israel, and Israel made promises to God. Although God is better at keeping his promises to us than we are keeping our promises to him. I think we could all say amen to that. But we need to understand that as we consider becoming a part of the body of Christ, as we consider moving our life into the fellowship of a church, a local church, that there are some promises that are made. There are promises made to us from God and promises made to God from us, and promises that the church as a whole, we all as a whole, make to one another. Having a relationship with God is dependent on this two-way street of God's promises to us and our promises to him. Church membership follows that same pattern of promise. When we want to come and become a part of a church, there are some things that we commit ourselves to. There are some things that we say we'd like to be a part of this body of believers, and we would like to make an agreement that we will be faithful and be a part of what's going on here at Christ Church. To become a member of the church starts with the promise that God makes to us and involves our promise to him to serve him faithfully. So let me call your attention this morning as we begin this series of sermons on four important things about the promise of becoming a part of the body of Christ here at Christ Church. Four things that we ask every person to consider as they come to be a part of us, that they consider as a promise. First of all, becoming a member of the church involves a promise to God and a promise to each other. And with that promise carries some responsibilities, because when we become a part of the church, there are also some responsibilities that we have been given, not only to one another, but to the church as a whole. It's like the scripture we read in Philippians 1:27, where Paul said, I want you to think about this one thing. First of all, I want you to think about that you're citizens of heaven. I hope you understand that becoming a member of a church doesn't guarantee that you are a believer. Only trusting in Jesus and asking Him to come into your heart and surrendering your life to His life and leaving your sin behind, repenting of your sin, and giving your heart to Jesus Christ. That's the way we become a believer. But then, as a believer, we have the opportunity to become a part of Christ's body, of serving in our community, of serving in our neighborhoods. And Paul was saying, as you're citizens of heaven, but as citizens of heaven, here's what you really need to do. And he put it in these words: live your life worthy of the gospel of Christ. Hope you understand that when you become a part of a body of Christ, a local church, that's what you're committing yourself to. That's what you're promising, is I'm going to live my life in such a worthy way of the gospel that people can look at my life and see an outline of the gospel in the way I live, to understand in the way I speak, they can hear the gospel, and the way I share about Christ, they can understand the gospel. And then Paul goes on to say, then when I come to see you, I'm absent right now, but when I come to see you, you'll be standing in one spirit, in one accord, contending for the faith. I believe there's three responsibilities that we need to understand that we promise when we become a part of a church, when we promise God and promise each other. There's a responsibility of living worthy of the gospel, which we've talked about. There's also the responsibility to stand firm in one spirit and in one mind. That is, we center our attention and our beliefs around the Bible and what it teaches and what it says, and we become united, not just around the things that we agree on, not on what political party we may be a part of, or not on what denomination we're a part of necessarily, but we agree together on what we believe about and out of the Bible. We stand firm in one spirit and in one mind. And then we also have the responsibility to serve side by side for the sake of the gospel. I think too many times our service is based on whether we like each other or not. God didn't say, I want you to serve me with people that you like. Now, it would be great if we would love each other, because the Bible says we should love each other. But there are just sometimes when we start to rub up against each other, and maybe we rub each other the wrong way. Some of you rub me the wrong way. I just want to be honest. I'm sure that I rub you the wrong way too. But our responsibility is not to pay attention to how we disagree with each other, but pay attention about how we agree with Jesus and agree with what He has to say in our life. It's how we agree on the gospel, and what we should agree on most of all is that the most important message that the world needs today is the message that God has entrusted to us through Jesus Christ and His death on the cross, and that's the message of the gospel. That's what the world needs to hear from you and me in our neighborhoods, in our community. So becoming a member of the church involves a promise to God and to each other. It also involves a promise to be a part of God's family. It means to come to the point where you sense that we belong to something bigger than ourselves. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, "So then you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household." There's something about when we belong to Jesus that we become a part of God's household. We become a part of His home. In fact, we talk about, do you have a home church? You know, do you have a church that you call your home? We're a part of the household of God. When we say yes to the invitation to join the church, we become members of God's household. We are called to fellowship with one another, and we are called to serve with one another. And because we're a part of a local body of Christ, we understand that we are to serve through the body of Christ. I believe that's what Paul was talking about in Romans 12, 3 through 8, when he was talking about the body and how we are part of the body and how we all have specific gifts to use, and we are all a part of God's body, and we should try to fulfill those gifts that God gives us. And then a third promise that we make when we come to the point of moving our life into the church and we want to become a part and a member of a church, a local body of believers, is that a promise, it involves a promise to be a fully functioning member of the church, committed to working together in ministry, willing to be equipped for the work of the ministry, willing to say, here am I, show me what I can do. If I don't know how to do it, show me how to do it. And it's coming together and loving God and loving each other and loving those who may not be a part of us, but we wish they would become a part of us. In fact, Paul said in Ephesians 2:10 that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepares ahead of time for us to do. How involved are you in doing the works of Jesus? How involved are you in helping our church be the body of Christ? How involved are we in making sure that when people look at this building and see this building, they don't just see bricks and mortar, but they see people who have given themselves to Jesus. They see people who are working together and people who are united together and people who are standing in one spirit, people who are standing on the basis of the gospel. And they see people coming in and out of this building from Sunday to Sunday and from weekday to weekday. And they understand that these are people who are different. These are people who know Jesus. These are people who know the gospel. And the gospel has made a difference in their life. We need to sometimes set aside and come apart and sit down in our quiet places and in our private places and ask ourselves, how well am I being an example of the gospel to the people that I'm around, to the friends that I'm a part of, to my family, to where I work? And then becoming a member of the church involves making a promise to follow the leaders of the church. I tell you what, I'm a blessed pastor. I'm grateful that you have called me to be your pastor, and you have given me the opportunity to preach and to lead, and I appreciate that. And I'm even more appreciative of the fact that you have a desire to follow my leadership. Now, it would probably help if I could be a little clearer sometimes about where I'm leading you. Amen? It might help sometimes if you sort of know a little bit more about what I'm doing. But we need to understand that God has appointed leaders for us in the church, not to lord over us, not to oversee us, not to be a burden to us, but to come before God themselves and to try to understand where God is leading them and how God wants them to lead the rest of us. In the scripture we read about that in 1 Peter, where Peter said, I exhort the elders, I exhort the leaders of the church among you, that you be shepherds and shepherd the flock among you. I like that word, shepherd. It's not being a CEO of a church. It's not being up on all the latest leadership techniques. It's just being a shepherd to try to guide and lead and love the sheep. I appreciate the elders that God has given us, and I know that they have that same kind of desire, is to be a shepherd of the flock. Notice what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5. He said, not overseeing out of compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not out of greed for money, but eagerly, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples of the flock. That's the kind of leaders we need. I'm grateful that that's the kind of leaders that we have. Now, we're not all perfect, but God, that's what the kind of leaders that He wants us to follow. And becoming a member of the church also carries along this promise that we're going to follow the leaders that God has given us. Because one day, as Peter talked about, the chief shepherd will appear. That chief shepherd is Jesus Christ Himself, and you will receive the unfading crown of glory. In the same way, all of us who are younger, be subject to the elders. And to remember this above all, and we all need to remember this, in the fellowship of our church, becoming a member of our church, God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. So those are the promises that are involved in us becoming a part of the church. And really, when we become a part of the church, we become a part of each other. We are connected to each other and we're concerned about each other. We want to make sure that each other, as we live and as we work and as we walk through life, that God will not only look over us and take care of us, but as brothers and sisters in Christ, we come to each other in praying for each other, walking alongside of each other, and promising to be there for each other in those times. Church membership is based not only on some promises, but also on some decisions. First of all, there's the decision of salvation. There's that decision when we come to the point in our life where we understand our need for Jesus and what Jesus has done on the cross, and He offers us forgiveness and salvation, and we cry out to Him for that salvation, and He has promised in His Word that whosoever shall call upon My name shall be saved. So this morning, if you're here and you've never called upon Jesus to save you, you never had that life-changing, life-transforming experience with Jesus and surrendered your life to Him, and you've never trusted Him as Savior and Lord, that's the first step, that's the first decision. Then also there's the decision to attend a local church where you can study and learn and grow and worship and serve. There are no Lone Ranger Christians. We need each other. And if you've never attended or if you've never really connected with a local church where you can study, where you can learn, and where you can grow and worship, we invite you to come and be a part of us. And then there's that decision where you decide to join and become a member of a church. When you decide that that church family is my family, and I want to serve God with them, I want to honor God the way they honor Him, I want to be a part of that family. And you're to the point where you're willing to say, I'm willing to make that kind of promise to walk with them. And so this morning, I just want, as we enter into this series of sermons, I just want you to understand that you're welcomed to become a member of our church. And the way that works is if you'd like to become a member of our church, if you would just let myself or one of the elders know, and we'd be happy to sit down with you and talk to you about what that means and how you can become a part of our church family and what that means. And I'm going to be preaching over the next few Sundays about what that does mean, that we make a promise to believe some things personally. We make a promise to believe some things together. We make a promise. We make some promises to the church. Here's what we will do. Here's what we're available to do. And we make some promises. The church makes some promises to us as a part of God's family here as a church. Here is what we want to do. Here's what we, how we want to relate to your life. Here's what we're here to help you with. And so this morning I pray that if God's speaking to you about that, that you would let him speak and that you'd pray about your response to him. Let's pray together. Father, we come today thanking you that you're a God who not only wants to be a part of our life, but you want to bring us into a relationship with people who know you so that we can be a part of their lives as well. Father, thank you that you have promised not only to save us, but also to help us grow, help us to become more like you. And that, Father, you give us a family to do that in, called the church. And so, Father, my prayer today is that as we sing a song in a few minutes, if you've spoken to someone's life here about the decision they need to make and they'd like to make that kind of decision, that you just lead them to either talk to myself or talk to one of our elders about that possibility in their life. And, Father, that we who are members here would value the membership that we have here, that we would value the fact that we are a part of a family. And Father, that we would value to the point that we would not take for granted what you have given us here and the opportunities that you've given us to serve each other and to serve you. And so, Father, we pray today that you would work in our lives and hearts and that we'd be willing to say yes to you and allow you to do your work in our hearts and lives today. Father, thank you for that great promise you made to us that you would forgive us of our sins and cleanse us and save us if we would surrender our life to you in trust and faith. And Father, my prayer is that if there's one here who's never done that, that this morning they might cry out and call out to you to save them. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.